Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lynn Brown about the Council of Mid-Prairie Churches clothes giveaway. So tell us a little bit about the clothing giveaway.
It's been like an annual thing for a number of years, and it's for anybody in Washington County that, you know, is in need of clothing and bedding and those types of things. The people, mostly in Kelowna, after their garage sales in May, they have been the ones that have contributed, you know, the leftover clothing. So it's sort of a community effort, let me put it that way. And the Mid-Prairie Council of Churches has graciously sponsored the whole event. And it takes a lot of people to set it up, and, you know, we're very pleased to do that, just so gracious, thankful that the people of Kelowna mostly have, you know, donated their clothing.
So how long ago did it start, and why was it started?
Not sure I can tell you how long ago it's been. At least 10 years. And it was started because a person saw a need for that. For example, one year a gal came and had finally found a job, but it was a job that required a certain type of clothing. And she obviously didn't have it. And she said, this is just a godsend. She said, I found some skirts and some blouses and suit coats that I can wear to work. And she said, you just can't imagine how this makes me feel. Or I've had some small boys, you know, maybe sixth grade, seventh grade, come by themselves. And every year they really don't have any new clothes. You know how kids start school with new clothes and get to show them off. And he said, I've never had anything, you know, new to wear. And he said, I found some things here, just thanked us profusely as he walked out the door. So there is a great need. I know a lot of the towns, well, they have the food pantries, but we also have like backpack programs for kids, you know, to take food home from school on weekends. And we also have some free lunch programs in Kelowna and Wellman, because there is a great need out there for both food and clothing.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
I would just say whoever hears about it, if you have neighbors that you know could, you know, use the support, let them know about it. The key thing is getting the word out. And I know KCII, a lot of people listen to it. And I know they, you know, I always ask them when they come, how did you hear about it? And the vast majority say KCII, because they don't all take newspapers. And we just don't know how else to get the word out. So I'm just saying word of mouth. If you hear it or if you read it, please talk to a neighbor and so on.
Okay. Is there still time for people to donate clothes if they want to?
Yeah. If they're going to donate, I would prefer that they, you know, bring it like this Thursday. We'll be at the church all day setting up, and that way I don't have to store it until then. But yeah, we would sure take and then in October probably we'll have a coat giveaway too, but I'll have those dates on the board when people come to the clothes giveaway.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lynn Brown. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.